Has anybody ever mentioned the size of your head to you before? Just wondered.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Good morning, Mud Babies Pod people and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your almost invisible leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. What are you crunching on over there?
Who, me?
Yes, I can hear you in the headphones, just crunching and crunching.
Bottle caps.
You're eating metal caps?
No, the candy.
Oh, yeah. Give me have one. Oh,
okay.
No, I don't want to take all. You only got three left.
Yeah, I know. I eat them.
Where'd
fast.
You get those?
Walmart.
Well, because those are one of those retro candies.
I know, but they're in the Walmart lately. Those box candies that you buy for 98 cents and sneak them into the movie theater instead of paying $6.
That's one of those candies that you've now only been finding at, like,
Walmart?
Cracker Barrel. No, Cracker Barrel. You know, Cracker Barrel has those weird candies. Mm-hmm. You're like, I haven't seen these since, you know.
I was 10.
Yeah, since I wore Billy Ray Cyrus t-shirts.
Again. Yes.
What
I
is
think
your...
they beat the Chewy Sprees.
I don't know about that. The Chewy Sprees are really good. You know what was really good was those jelly beans that you got from Walmart.
Yeah, what brand were those? It started with a G.
You looked them up because we had them somewhere and you found them online.
But... Mm-hmm. And it's like $7 for a bag.
Yeah. They were like...
They're gourmet.
They're rip-off versions of the Jelly Belly.
But they're better, don't you think?
I thought they were much better tasting. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big jelly bean person, but those were really good. You like the crappy jelly beans.
Yes, I like the less than a dollar black jelly beans and pink jelly beans and red jelly beans.
Right. You just like jelly beans, not like
the
watermelon-flavored jelly beans, Dr. Pepper-flavored jelly beans.
No.
I like those because I like to... You put them in your mouth like... Jelly Belly gives you all those combinations. Like,
and you have to guess, what is this?
What is this?
Popcorn.
Yeah, but if they have the ones where you put it together like a mixed drink. You eat a red one, yellow, and a blue one, and it tastes like a, you know, a cantaloupe.
Yeah, I like the cheap jelly beans. I'm a cheap date. Buy me a bag of jelly beans. And
I don't know. Malibu's not that cheap. Malibu's kind of expensive.
And we're back.
Oh... What was your favorite Halloween candy as a kid?
Candy corn.
Oh, the worst one.
I'd eat the top, and then the bottom, and then the middle. Because, you know, it had the lines,
right,
had the different
colors. Right, the levels. Mm-hmm. Did you think they tasted different, or you just did it as...
No, OCD, I don't know.
I'm down with OCD. Yeah, you know me.
When you grow up poor, you learn to savor things. Maybe that was it.
Like, I'm only going to eat the top layer of this Three Musketeers. I'm going to only eat one Musketeer.
Oh, I used to lick the Three Musketeers and the Snickers.
Wow, that sounded bad. You used to lick the Three Musketeers?
Oh, the candy bar, folks. The candy bar.
Did your mom know you talk like that? She'd probably wash your mouth out.
Yeah.
Did you ever get your mouth washed out as a kid?
Yes.
You did?
I did, with the liquid soap. That's the worst. Like, I think that is worse than the bar soap.
That's really worse. That's bar soap. You just licked it or hold it in your teeth. You didn't actually open your mouth.
I know. It
now,
like
just hold
that.
It. Just hold it in there. Don't swallow, because you'll drink it and fart bubbles. So don't do that.
No, just put a drop of it on my tongue. Oh, it's disgusting.
That's the shit
it happened
get you
once.
On, that'll have, get you on Dr. Phil. That's
yeah.
the kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That lady that put hot sauce. Remember, she dropped hot sauce on her kid's tongue.
Yeah, but her kid was very young. Like,
what
maybe,
were you, like 14, 15? Here, eat your soap.
I was like 9 or 10 and deserved
No wonder you've developed
it.
A taste for Malibu. You coconut hand soap. You're like...
Watch out, Bath and Body Works. I'm coming for your tropical flavors.
You don't, why don't you just buy some cheap rum and we'll just drop some Bath and Body Works in there. And you'll be like, it's like old times.
I miss my mama.
I wish mom was here to
put
liquid soap in my mouth.
Stop making fun of my mother. Oh, gosh. I'm going to Hades.
That'd be hell. Son of a banana. Can we? I'm going to get you like a cursing dictionary so you actually know the words.
I know the words.
Do you know the words? Because I'm always amazed at where these come from. I'm going to Hades.
Holy muffin.
Yeah. What's it take to actually... I've heard you cuss.
I have to be very angry or very frustrated. Frustration, I think, pushes me. Like when I smashed my iPhone.
You said the F word.
Frankenstein. Yes, I did.
That wasn't the word I heard.
My screen. I smashed my iPhone screen.
Yeah, I've done that too.
Yes, you have.
Yours is shattered, though.
Yeah, it is.
Mine cracked. Yours, like, just...
And it fell on our kitchen wood floor.
Face down. They hit just right. I think they design them like that. There's something about, why do you make these phones out of something that shatters like that,
right,
and then charge you $200 to fix it? Huh?
Yeah. I still need to call. I've been avoiding because I don't want to know how much. I just threw some mailing clear tape over it so there's no glass in my finger.
It's pretty ghetto.
It works.
Your phone is really ghetto.
You have
a shattered screen with scotch tape over it. And you're just like working it like, I got the Google Girl. I got an iPhone. But everybody, you keep telling me that everybody tells you they can fix it too.
Like, yeah, everybody knows somebody that can fix it. How much? $100.
Yeah, you were at the nail place the other day. You came in and said.
Yeah. And she.
My boyfriend, he fixed that. He fixed that for you. My boyfriend, he know how. He'll make an iPhone work properly for you. How much is it? That's $100. She almost said $1, but it was $100.
And she conveniently had her boyfriend's card
right
on her
there.
Table.
Isn't that amazing?
She's got to see that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Us klutzy women.
Oh, it's probably as soon as you get your nails done and they're wet and you don't want to pick something up properly. And you go, oh, my boyfriend fixed that for you. Yeah, I bet good. He fixed that for $100. And you're like, sure. Get him on the phone.
Yeah. No, I don't want to pay $100. I'm cheap.
Have you found some place to fix it?
Our friend, Scotty.
Well, yes, Scotty, our friend in the band, Scotty Brown, said, hey, I can fix that for you because I know a secret little thing. The tool goes in there and the top comes off and you can find it in the top glass.
He's only like Superman.
I know. So we probably should get a hold of him to see if he can fix it.
We should invite him over for some Malibu.
Right. We're getting drunk and you can fix your iPhone and then wander off without remembering to say, you need to pay me for that.
Right.
Yeah. Now, somebody told me the other day you can actually get that back glass replaced because I know you're into pink and that they have come in all colors. I don't think Apple is doing it themselves, but you can get replacement back parts for that. I don't know.
What color would you go for?
I would go for red.
Red?
Red.
Red's a good color.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my third favorite color.
Red is probably my favorite color. I would say red and then turquoise and black. Black's not really a color. Well...
Black is a color.
No, black isn't a color. If you took art class, see, white.
I knew you were going to get all technical. I knew it. Like, I'm like, why didn't he say black first? Oh, because black's not a color in the world of art.
No, it's a combination of, one is a combination of all the colors, and one is the lack of color. See, so that's, it's not really an actual, like, you know, like the
You're
colors
so smart.
Are the rainbow, much like the
Roy G. Biv.
Skittles.
Roy G. Biv.
What?
Roy G. Biv, the colors of the rainbow, red, orange, yellow, green, indigo, blue, violet.
Is that how you remembered it?
Yeah, Roy G. Biv.
I didn't know.
It's something about the Ozark School District.
I'm guessing that. Do you know what, if you're going to go by this line of conversation, do you know what HOMES stands for?
I don't.
HOMES.
I don't off the top of my head, but I remember that being something.
HOMES is the Great Lakes.
Oh, that's right.
Holmes.
Huron,
Ontario, Michigan, Erie, and Superior.
Oh.
Holmes. That's how I memorized that.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with like music. Every good boy does fine.
Now, and then bass.
Yeah. Very nice.
Piano lessons, 10 years. That's what I remember.
That, and you remember. Tink, 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 tink.
I never played chopsticks.
I don't even think that's how it goes.
Yeah. but I know what you were getting at.
Yeah, thank you.
Everyone knew how to play chopsticks except the girl with piano lessons. I'm like, no.
That one and that other song that people go,
Yeah, they just you go down the hole. You go down the hole.
It was like the song that never ends.
Never ended. Yeah.
Where did we?
I learned that. My sister took piano, and I learned it from that. My sister has a baby. You've seen it, a baby grand piano that my parents bought. It's gorgeous, and I don't think she ever plays it. I don't think she ever. It's one of those things. Do people?
I always say because I have a piano back in Missouri that is mine, and I could. Own
a
it.
Real piano,
yes.
Upright, not
yeah,
like a
upright.
Not like a Casio.
No, no, it's an upright. But I'm always like, yeah, if I had it, I'd play it. But I really don't think I would.
No,
I didn't when I wonder, was in my bedroom.
I always
up.
Wonder how piano stores stay in business. You go by the in the mall, mm-hmm. and there's like a piano store, and the guy is just standing there
because he's probably the only one that works there, and. Pianos are expensive.
Right. So if you sell what? Sell one a...
1 to 2 a month? You got your bills paid.
But I don't know anybody that...
And he probably gives piano lessons.
Do you know anybody that ever sits around? Have you ever heard somebody go, I need a piano?
No, it's more of a status thing. Right. We have a baby grand in our sitting room.
Yeah, but you don't talk about that. Is it a random buy? Is it you're walking through the mall and go, holy shit, I need a piano. I hadn't even thought of that. Because you don't ever be, I've never been at a party. You've been somewhere where somebody will be, I'm thinking about getting a new truck, or I'm thinking about getting a new tent, or, you know, I need new golf. I've never been at a party and somebody go, no, I'm thinking about getting a new piano. What do you recommend?
Do you think it's a fad? Like, nobody's really talked about it. I've not talked to anybody about a piano. Do you think it was back in the day it was more of a...
I don't know, like a parlor...
Before TV and video games.
Like a parlor thing that people came over and... Sissy, come out and play
Ragtime.
For our guests.
Yeah.
You would play and sing along, maybe. But then again, there's the piano players for the bands and stuff, so people still, you mm-hmm. know, take lessons and learn to play. But I just don't know who buys a piano.
Yeah, especially with all the keyboards.
I know Phil Vassar, the country guy, has a fake grand piano.
Yes.
He's got, it looks like a grand, and then he slides the electric keyboard in there where the keyboard mm-hmm. should go, and it just looks really cool on stage. But
because
that,
you can't travel with piano. You'd have to have it tuned everywhere you went.
Yeah, so is that what people are doing anyway? Are they
Maybe.
Just buying really cool
electric
pianos?
I don't know. When was the last time you saw a piano store?
I don't know.
It's
right,
been a
right
while, but
second.
It used to be in every mall.
Every mall. Same thing with drums.
Oh.
I don't know why I know people play drums. Our friend Kenny plays drums, but that's never been a topic of conversation about. Is it just music in general that people don't talk about their instrument? Because I guess the same thing. I've never heard somebody go, I really need a new cello.
Right.
I've been thinking about getting a cello. I love cello music. Maybe if I could learn to play the cello, I could get laid.
Yeah. I haven't heard that ever.
I've never heard that. I've never been out at a campfire and somebody go, hey, Ben, did you bring your cello? Yeah, whip it out. Let's play some songs and sing around the campfire. Never.
Are you going to make the cello sound? You were going to. Oh, dear. Don't quit your day job.
That's another thing I've wondered before is what keeps violin teachers from just snapping and ripping it out of your hands and just smashing it to the ground.
Yeah.
Because how many times could you really sit there and tell a kid, no. Put your fingers here. No, no, not like that. Do like, fuck it, give me that. See, what keeps teachers from doing
Xanax,
that?
They have Xanax like Skittles right next to them, I'm sure.
It's got to be, because I can't imagine.
Or they
hours
just smoke
at a, time.
A lot of dope. Maybe musicians do that from what I hear.
From what you hear?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'm Almost Famous.
Oh, yeah. That's one of your favorite movies.
All time.
What's her face?
Kate Hudson?
Yeah, but what was her name in the movie? Penny?
Penny Lane.
Penny Lane. Did you want to be her, too?
No.
Oh.
She was a hoochie. Oh, she was not. Hoochie. She was not a hoochie. She was a Band-Aid.
That's right. Band-Aid is like a hoe.
A hoe.
For the band.
Yes.
A hoochie, for those listening, would be like... one of those terms that she uses instead of saying hooker.
Yeah, that's it. And they had that's where I fell in love with Tiny Dancer, which is one of my all-time favorite songs.
Where they
that
all
movie.
Sing on the bus.
Oh, that was just like a feeling of unity where they, you just want to like
they slowly
join
one
in.
Or two came in saying another one came in. Pretty soon you could see the audience. I remember reading the theater and everybody was like swaying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it in the theater,
you
but
didn't?
No. Hmm. Nope.
Yeah, I auditioned for that movie when I was living in California.
Oh, wow. What part?
The part of the doorman in the concert scene. He only had like two or three lines.
Hmm.
It's where the kid, the reporter, was coming
yes.
to interview the band. He comes back, knocks on
oh.
the door.
Yeah.
The very first time, the guy opens the door and goes, "You're not on the list." He goes, "Well, I'm here to interview. You're not on the list." He goes, "Good check. I already checked. You're not on the list." That was like the entire. I auditioned for that part, and then when I see it in the theater, and I go, "How did I not get that? How did I not say you're not on the list properly?"
You didn't know the right people.
I think that's
you were not on the list.
I was not on the list.
That's somebody's brother or cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's like, how do you not?
That would be so weird.
What's that?
If we just started dating and, oh, what's your favorite movie? Almost Famous. Oh, I'm in that movie.
I'm in that. What do you do?
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. You know the guy that opens the door and says, "You're not on the list?" That's me.
I love you forever.
Oh.
On the third date.
Yeah.
And then it would have been over. So it's good. It's good that you weren't in that movie.
Yeah, it's like I was in the, had a part in the movie Ford Fairlane. Which you probably don't know that either.
No, I don't. What's that movie about? Who's in that?
That was Andrew Dice Clay. He played Ford Fairlane, a rock and roll investigator, private investigator.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. And Vince Neil was in it.
Your brother.
Yeah, who they say I look like now.
He's like
but
a chunkier version of
I didn't
you.
At the time, yes. So Vince Neil plays this character that gets killed, and then Ford Fairlane has to figure out who the killer was. And they filmed it here at Red Rocks.
Oh.
And
that's here in Colorado.
Yeah. And so I was an extra in the movie playing a roadie for the band, moving crates and stuff around. And I wasn't very far at all from where Vince Neil is on stage and bursts into flames. I mean, just like I was almost there. And it's just amazing how I got cropped out. On the floor. How do you shoot a whole scene at Red Rocks and you don't make it in when you're standing on the stage? But again, that's
how the cookie crumbles.
That's the way my career has gone. So now I'm doing a podcast from my studio
basement
with your girlfriend.
Yay! It's looking up.
What? Wow!
What?
How about some news?
All right, do the news. Let me do your theme song.
Okay.
Now the news from this thing and all things considered.
Good job.
Thank you. I wrote that one too.
You're so talented.
On my cello.
On your cello. We were talking about Pink yesterday. She recently gave an update on her baby who is 13 months old. Remember her baby's name?
Crayola?
No, close. Willow Sage.
Uh-huh.
She and her husband, Carrie Hart, had their daughter 13 months ago. Earlier this week, she called in to Ryan Seacrest's show on KISS. Is it KISS?
Uh-huh.
K-I-I-S FM. Mm-hmm. It actually happened Monday morning. And she was giving him an update on her daughter. And she has a new song out. And this whole time, she was breastfeeding.
While she was on the phone?
Yes. Yeah,
nice.
She said that she her daughter has 6 teeth. But she's not a biter.
Is that why she kept saying ow during
no,
the interview?
She's not a biter. Her latest song, which we talked about yesterday, is called Blow Me, One Last Kiss.
Blow Me,
yeah.
One Last Kiss.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Imagine doing, you worked radio, doing a phone interview, and hey, Miranda, what are you up to? I'm breastfeeding.
You hear that?
How do you do that? Like, oh, I would have loved to have heard Ryan Seacrest's reaction.
Wouldn't that have been a little distracting? I mean,
okay, I have never had a child, so breastfeeding is not something I've ever done or been around very closely, but is it that loud?
Oh, it's real. It must be. I think it's really loud. I think it's...
Have you been around breastfeeding?
No, but...
Oh!
I can use my imagination.
That's what you wanted to sound like. Charlie Sheen has made his television comeback in his latest sitcom, Anger Management, on the network FX, and he has smashed cable viewing records with almost 6 million viewers tuning into the first episode.
Well, we watched it and liked it.
Yeah, yeah. He's very good at what he does, as long as he keeps his crazy contained.
Well, he plays him. You know what the character's name is on the sitcom?
Charlie.
Yeah. He plays himself. The old guy, I loved the old guy. Who was in Northern Exposure.
Oh, yeah.
The old wall guy is just a cranky old guy.
Uh-huh.
Love that
in Anger Management. Anger Management, in which Charlie plays a baseball star turned anger therapist, has just snapped up by Comedy Central. So expect it to be hitting British television screens soon.
So even more viewers.
Yeah, he's going to be worldwide.
He'll be able to afford a piano at the mall.
There you go. Maybe a hot pink one. Last week, did you hear about Brad Pitt's mom?
No.
Opening?
But why would he want a hot pink one? Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Did you?
Because
you
crazy.
Would want. Because you would want one. All right, back to Brad Paisley's mom.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, back to Brad Pitt's mom.
Did I say Paisley?
I don't know. I was too busy trying to think. Why did she say pink? Hot pink.
As far as the Pitt family is concerned, it's usually Brad Pitt who makes headlines. But last week, that changed when Jane Pitt, Brad's mother, penned an anti-gay, anti-Obama letter. Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't pronounce that right the first time. Letter to Missouri's Springfield Newsleader, which is the newspaper I grew up with. It's very cool. And she wrote, any Christians who does not vote or writes in a name is casting a vote for Romney's opponent, Barack Hussein Obama, a man who sat in Jeremiah Wright's church for years, did not hold a public ceremony to mark the National Day of Prayer, and is a liberal who supports the killing of unborn babies and same-sex marriage.
And this is like totally opposite of what
Brad and Angelita stated, that they weren't going to get married until everyone had the right to get married.
So they're nothing like their mom.
No.
What did his aunt Peach Pitt say?
That's a 90210 reference.
Is it?
The original one. Didn't they hang out at the Peach Pit?
I don't know.
I don't either. Well, during an appearance on NBC's Today to promote his new Virgin Mobile ad, Doug Pitt, her other son, told Matt Lauer, moms and dads and kids agree to disagree all over the world, so why would our family be any different? There can be healthy discussion when people disagree with you, and I think there should be. The bad thing is when it turns into venom and negativity, and we don't have that in our family. It's open discussion. We can learn from each other, maybe you learning something.
Yeah, well, you know, I agree that most families are dysfunctional, and there's no reason that just because he's a celebrity that the family should be any different. But
right, and Brad has not come out to comment about his
And this
mother.
Wouldn't even be news if it wasn't Brad Pitt. Because I'm sure, like, people write those letters every day to the paper.
Every day.
And nobody says a word.
Especially in small town southwest Missouri.
Right. That's probably almost a printout of an Ozark letter that gets... Here. Mm-hmm. Oops, sorry, hit the mic. Here, send this to the paper.
Mm-hmm. Well, when it first came out, I guess they didn't have verification that it was the Pitt.
Uh-huh.
Like, just Jane Pitt wrote a letter, and so they put next to it, not the mother of Brad Pitt. And then they had to come back with an editorial note saying, sorry for the confusion, this is definitely Brad Pitt's mom.
Did they not know, or were they just trying to cover their, you know, like, let's protect Brad?
Well, just think about all the letters get sent in to the editor,
mm-hmm.
and were they really able to verify by the time it was published
that
it was
printed?
Don't
print it if you can't verify it. That's another one of those things today that they print it and then we'll try to retract it. Or I remember when I was working for the paper years ago, they used to just say story developing. You know, they'd mm-hmm. print it, throw it out there, because you want to be the first one. You want right. to break a story.
Right.
So they would just throw it out there and say, story developing. And then the facts would change, and the story would develop that way.
And well, you still see that, like, on Twitter and stuff. Like, you'll see a post, like, breaking news, this is up, and we're going to tell you more as it comes in.
Yeah, but don't print it unless you know it. That used to be the standard of journalism.
It was an editorial.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but...
Yeah.
You know, just in general, the news, they put it out there. Like the Trayvon Martin thing of like, this was horrible. He, you know, just jumped and shot this guy for no reason.
That poor kid.
Yeah.
And let's create riots. And
right.
People and now, are angry and now it's
right,
like,
as it
oh, that's
unfolds
not how it
happened. And look, yeah, his head has been bashed and yet the neighbors did see this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like the news needs to just report the news. When,
right.
Get the facts and then tell a story.
They don't do that anymore.
No. All right.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm all worked up.
Breathe. Have a bottle cap.
I wish I had my cello. I'd relax when I hear cello music.
Ooh, that's relaxing. Luke Bryan is going to be on Good Morning America this week on Friday.
What's he doing?
He is going to be performing during the summer concert series.
Well, that makes sense.
So set your DVR.
He wouldn't be on there to act out a scene from Hamlet. I don't know why I ask you.
Have you seen his LBTV, Luke Bryan TV?
No.
It's on YouTube. He's a pretty funny guy.
I will have to check that out.
Yes.
What's the name of it again?
LBTV, Luke Bryan TV.
All right.
Pretty basic. And Little Big Town. We're big Little Big Town fans.
Right? LBT.
Yeah. They have performed a song that's going to be the theme song to ABC's new daytime show, Good Afternoon America. So ABC has Good Morning America. Uh-huh. So now they're going to have Good Afternoon America.
And what's that show going to be about?
It's just going to be another talk show. Yeah.
Much like a morning drive compared to afternoon mm-hmm. drive on radio?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to waste my time with that.
Yeah, so that's good for Little Big Town.
They're very talented.
I think they're very. They're one of those groups that hasn't really gotten what they deserve because they're so talented.
Yeah, they really are, and they're very nice people.
They are. They seem really nice.
And you like that new pontoon poontang song?
Pontoon, I love that. If you grew up near a lake, it just reminds you of that.
And if you see the word, you just think poontang.
Do you?
Yeah.
It talks about motorboating.
I know.
So exciting news associated with the Oak Ridge Boys.
Right. We love the Oaks.
A giddy up a umbapa.
Umbapa mau mau.
There's going to be a new book called From Elvis to Elvira by Richard Sturban. He's the bass singer.
Bow bow.
Yes. It's going to be coming out August 1st.
Did he sing with Elvis? Play with Elvis?
I don't know. I've never even heard.
What kind of news girl are you? You bring me these stories, you don't bring me the facts. I am about teasing you.
I'm getting fired, folks.
Right here on the spot. You are fired at you. No, you're not fired.
Buck Owens.
What'd you say, Fuck Owens?
I said Buck Owens.
Okay. Scared me there for a second.
What's your favorite Buck Owens song?
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. There won't be much when she gets through with me. That one?
That's a good song.
Which one? What's going on with Buck?
Oh, I just saw his name and I thought that maybe that would calm you down about my inability to portray the news. Look at this shiny thing, babe.
Where did you see Buck Owens' name?
Bradley Gaskin tweeted,
What's
your favorite Buck Owens song?
Oh, I love Bradley.
I know you do.
Bradley's a cool guy. And if you're listening out there and you like country music, you really should get Bradley's
stuff.
Google, bitches. Bradley Gaskin. Got a great song called
Mr. Bartender.
Mr. Bartender. And there's one that I love. Another one called Mama Knew Satan Well.
Mm.
That's a really good song. Yeah. Did you find another news story?
Nope. That's all I got for today. Wednesday is out.
That's it on Wednesday.
Yeah. Happy hump day. Because I know when you love when people say that.
It's hump day, everybody. Yeah, you made it through half the week now. Well, it's a hump day. The rest of it's just a sliding on down. It's Thursday. It's coming up tomorrow, so.
Finally Friday.
Finally for TGIF, everybody. TGIF. Oh.
No, TGIM.
TGIM. Thank God it's Monday. Glad the weekend.
We got to stop. Yeah.
All right. We do have to stop. It's almost
Is it that time?
No, it's not that time, but it's really close. So let's go ahead and start with all of our... How do they get in touch with you if they want to send you something?
You can tweet me at pinkbarb27, PinkBarb27. Or my email address, pinkbarb27@yahoo.com.
And you can get me at mudflapmcgrew@gmail.com. Or you can get me on Twitter at Steve McGrew. So get a hold of us. We hope you had a great time. Please support Perky Jerky because they support us. And I'm going to throw another one in there because on Twitter, Pop Chips has started following me.
We love Pop Chips.
So if Pop Chips gets a hold of this, maybe they'll send us some Pop Chips and we can, you know, give those away like we've been doing the Perky Jerky. So thanks for hanging. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening to your car. Thanks for listening on the toilet or whatever you do or wherever you listen. And we'll end this as we always do. God bless America. And go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys.
Giddy up,
mow, mow. I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and they're under with the razor nose, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remind